A blue castle appears layer by layer from the bottom up. A spark of light bursts from the highest turret. A jet of light from the bottom turns into the words Walt Disney Pictures. A green light semicircles over the top, leaving behind a blue line. The entire image flashes an angry green color as the castle tilts to one side. Something flies fast over the tops of lilac and pink clouds and the occasional bank of mist. A red-colored caption reads, Walt Disney Pictures presents Lilo and Stitch 2, voiced by Tacy. The two wears a hibiscus flower, as if tucked behind someone's ear. A mini space scooter appears at the top right-hand corner and fires yellow rays at the title, blasting it to bits. Stitch is the pilot of the craft, and he laughs maniacally as he flies through the exploding words. He flies towards the Hawaiian island Kauai. On the golden beach, a bald man and his lady companion watch the mini spacecraft approach. Stitch, in a red suit, bares his teeth. People flee from the beach. Stitch flies alongside a surfer and makes him overbalance as he rides a big wave. Stitch flies low over the beach, creating a swirling sandstorm. When it clears, the female lifeguard's head pops out of a large pile of sand. Stitch flies inland and destroys shops and cars parked along the street. A bald-headed man wearing sunglasses buys an ice cream from a street cart. Stitch destroys the cart. The man's ice cream cone falls into the road. Stitch flies towards Lilo's house.
Stitch, why are you doing this?
He aims his spacecraft at her. He destroys the house. Lilo, a young girl with long black hair, has fallen onto what's left of the veranda. With evil green eyes and two sets of arms, Stitch stalks her.
Stop it, Stitch! Don't do it!
He lashes out, scratches her cheek, and sends her flying.
No! Stitch! No! Wake up! Wake up! Wake up, Stitch! Wake up! Stitch, wake up!
It's all right. Don't worry.
You were just having another nightmare. Seems like a bad one.
Oh, pesa sota.
You know what this means, don't you? Very interesting. Why don't you tell me what happened next?
Well, pesa so, mata
sangipa. As Dr. Lilo head shrink, she draws his nightmare as he mimes it.
And then, and then, that's it. No more.
It's my professional opinion that you're afraid of turning bad again.
I think we need to test your goodness level.
For example, someone bad would let this Elvis blue Hawaii lamp, circa 1971,
smash the pieces against that wall!
Or let my favorite book, Plastic Surgery's Gone Wrong, drop out this window to be lost forever!
Yeah!
He saves the book as it falls.
Member fall to her painful, crushing death.
He saves her as she jumps from the top bunk bed.
See? Look at all the good things you did. My prognosis? Your goodness level is extra high. Nothing to worry about.
She draws a picture of him showing he's good.
Lilo, Stitch, you're gonna be late for hula class.
Except that!
She leaves first. He has a seizure, his eyes flashing green. He drops his drawing.
Stitch!
He picks the drawing up.
You two! Hey, can you guys help me today? It's family night, and I want the house clean.
Oh, not me. I have a very important project I've been working on.
No more crop circles!
Ah. Oh, all the other aliens get to make them.
What about you?
Can't help you, Nani. I have a very full day of Earth research ahead of me.
You mean watching talk shows and reading gossip magazines?
Yeah, it takes it out of you.
Can we take the hovercraft today, please?
You know I think it's too dangerous. Besides, someone may see you.
Please!
All right. You can take it if you can find it.
Yes.
Wow. I hit it so good this time, they're never... I gotta find a better hiding place for that thing.
Lilo and Stitch loop the loop in the mini red space scooter hovercraft. They fly past a flock of seagulls. Stitch takes a flash photograph of one, causing the seagull to fall out of the sky. The seagull recovers and carries on flying. Lilo and Stitch spiral down and fly along the rugged cliff-hugged shoreline. Out at sea, they follow dolphins as they arc in and out of the water. They make their spacecraft imitate the dolphins, nose-diving in and then surfacing. Stitch blows the water from his mouth. fly over the beach and land near the house where the hula practice is taking place. Inside, four girls are lined up on a stage in front of their teacher.
Girls, I have very exciting news. This week is our May Day celebration.
Sorry I'm late, but wait till you see this. I got my uli uli technique down.
Lilo?
Kuikala-ima! Hokima!
Lilo shakes a maraca at the girls. Stitch takes a Polaroid photo of the teacher and startles him.
Wait, Lilo, we're not doing that today.
We're not doing that today.
Stitch takes a picture of Myrtle, imitates her whining voice, and tears the picture to shreds.
Kumu has an important announcement.
In 3 days is our town's May Day celebration. And here's the best part. There will be a hula competition. Each of you will create an original hula. And the one that best expresses the aloha spirit will lead our hello as the winning dance.
Oh, you.
Are there any questions?
Kumu, I have one. Will people who are late to class be allowed to participate?
Myrtle, I think in the spirit of aloha, we should be tolerant of others.
Well, there's no harm in asking.
I want you to use class time today to begin working on your ideas.
Wow, the May Day celebration is big time.
Yeah, the whole town will be there to watch.
Maybe I'll get a contract.
It's gonna be fun.
We can do any idea we want, even make our own costumes.
Cool.
Yeah.
But it'll be a lot of work.
My mom knows how to make great costumes.
My mom can sew really good.
My mom knows a lot about hula. She can really help me with it.
I guess Lilo's on her own.
She doesn't have mom.
You shouldn't say that. It's the truth.
Kumu notices Lilo sad.
Lilo, may I speak with you? This is a book of past winners. Do you know who this is? It's your mother.
My mom?
Aye, she won the competition when she was your age. She was as beautiful as an orchid and as graceful as a rolling wave. Here, to inspire you.
Lilo shows Stitch the picture. The girls come over.
That's my mom. She won the competition when she was my age.
They leave the hula practice building.
Hey, Lilo. Maybe your dog can take a picture of me when I win the competition.
How do you know you're gonna win?
I think it's pretty well known that I'm the best dancer in the 7-year-old division.
I don't know. I think maybe I can win.
Hello? You're a stinky dancer, and anything that you come up with is gonna be stinky. You'll never be like your mom. Never.
Okay.
That's it!
Smile!
Stitch takes a series of photographs, Lilo launching herself at Myrtle, bopping her on the nose and throwing her aside.
As you can see, there was a little disagreement. Again.
Hiya.
Next time, flush the evidence.
Why don't you come inside, Kumu? Excuse the mess.
Oh, wait.
We have a full house.
Make yourself at home, Kumu.
I just made some lemonade.
Whoa!
Hey!
Oh, hey, Nani, we're out of lemonade.
Quickly! I just made that.
Oh! Nani, you have to come out to lab and see my new invention.
I just mopped in here.
It will greatly improve your primitive earthly life.
Oh, and speaking of improving your life, I've just been reading this fascinating article called 10 Days to a Slimmer You.
Really?
Oh, it's full of wonderful suggestions.
I could stand to lose a couple of pounds.
Yes, you could.
Time for this. We have a guest.
A guest? Well, let's go meet him.
Let's not. Lilo's in enough trouble.
Trouble?
Well, all out of lemonade. Anyway, I know my sister is very sorry and didn't mean it.
Very sorry.
See?
But I did mean it.
Lilo!
Next time, Myrtle Edmonds is going down! She's going way down!
Stitch raises Lilo's arm.
No more pro wrestling for you.
Where is she? Where is she?
Wow.
Hey, kapoor.
There's our precious little angel. Oh. She must be the victim of a terrible misunderstanding.
Oh, no.
Where is she?
Jumba, what are you doing?
Don't worry. The cavalry has arrived. Yes, she is.
No,
somebody
no.
Give this kid gold star. She's so good.
I don't believe we've met. This is Uncle Jumba, and I'm Auntie Bleakley. Enchanté.
On second thought, Kumu, perhaps we should talk outside.
It's not polite to interrupt your auntie.
Knock, knock.
David!
How's it, everybody?
You remember my Auntie Bleakley and Uncle Jumba, right? Say something.
Nice hat?
Why, thank you, David. See? Uncle Jumba said it made me look top-heavy.
Aunt Bleakley wanted the truth.
What we want and what we need are two entirely different things. It's true what they say. Men are from Mars and women are from Venus.
Nani.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I know you've been stressing.
Uh-huh.
So I got us some movie tickets.
Movie? Oh, David, I would love to. Really. I'm gonna have to rain check.
That's okay. I understand. When are you free to
Great. Go? Sounds good. Thanks for understanding.
I dare you to say that's not flattering, even on him.
Okay, I'm sure the Kumu isn't interested in this.
Nice to be meeting you.
Au revoir, Monsieur Kumu.
Goodbye. Boy, good thing we were here.
I'm not talking to you.
Sorry about the relatives, Kumu.
Yeah, sorry. Well, thanks for coming. See you at the competition.
Lilo.
Lilo humbly steps outside.
I know you want to be in the competition, but your behavior today makes me think you're just not ready.
No, I'm ready. It's just... Myrtle pushed my buttons. I'll be good. I mean it.
I hope so, because if there's any more trouble, you won't be allowed in the competition.
I promise there won't be any trouble. I promise, promise. I triple promise.
Okay, then.
Thank you, Kumu. You don't have to worry. I have seen the error of my ways. I will be good from now on and be the best hula dancer ever. You'll see. I can do it. There's no way I can do this.
They're on a wooden platform halfway up a tree.
Just because my mom was a great hula dancer doesn't mean I am. The only thing I know I inherited from her is, well, Nani.
Yeah.
What if Myrtle's right, and everything I do is gonna be stinky? Maybe I'm just stinky. Like cheese.
Zunja cheese.
But my mom was beautiful like an orchid and graceful like a wave.
She takes the photo of her mom and pins it to the wooden fence that's around the wooden platform.
I'll never be like her.
Sad, she leans over the rail. Stitch looks at her and then the picture. He scampers up the tree like a rabbit-squirrel hybrid and plucks a hibiscus flower from a creeper and puts it into her hair. He holds up a mirror and the picture of Lilo's mother so that she can see the resemblance. Sighing, she takes the flower from her hair and gazes intently at it.
You think I can do it?
We do together.
She puts the flower back in her hair.
Let's win this thing. Okay. Cool ideas. Take one. Mommy!
They are wrapped from head to foot in bandages.
I wonder if Elvis had these problems.
Done. Okay, everyone. Family Fun Night is ready to begin. Everyone? Anyone? Come on, guys. Family Fun Night. Everything's ready. What's going on?
We need to increase the flow of blood to our brains to make us think better because we've only got one day and 23 hours.
And 16 minutes.
And 16 minutes left to come up with the winning idea, so please leave us alone to think.
Please.
Oh, you'll figure it out. And if you ask me, it's a perfect time to take a break.
Pass.
I said, if you ask me...
Didn't ask you.
That's it, you two. I have been cooking for hours and finally picked up the house just so we can have quality fun time like Mom used to. You're part of this family, so whether you like it or not, you are gonna come downstairs and have family fun! Fun, fun, fun!
On TV, a giant ant attacks the Earth.
Is everyone having fun?
Oh, yeah! Yeah.
Great! I made sci-fi snacks to put us in the mood.
Oh, yummy.
We have deep-fried Martian cockroach.
Mmm, delicious.
I think I'm gonna throw up.
Hey, I think someone did.
Nani? What are these?
Alien eyeball dumplings. Mm.
What kind of sick joke is this?
Don't be making her mad.
Eat it!
One-eyed Pleakley eats the snack.
It's good.
Stitch has his head buried in a bowl of food. He comes up for air and notices Lilo slumped beside him. He picks out a pink bug and offers it to her.
Cockroach?
I'm too upset to eat. I'm hula-less.
Oh, honey, I'm sure you'll come up with something. Come on, let's watch the movie.
Nani's fast asleep. Lilo and Stitch watch with paper bags on their heads, with eyes and mouth holes drawn on them. Pleakley plays with his fake antennae.
It's a bit redundant, don't you think?
Shush, I'm trying to watch a movie.
The giant ant spits out a human ribcage. It joins the rest of the skeleton in a pit below. Jumbo wipes a tear away.
It's so beautiful.
Nani, I think you did a great job with family... night.
Psst. I know what your problem is.
What?
I'm sorry to break it to you, but your relationship has fizzled.
But we've been only going out for 3 weeks.
A fizzle is a fizzle.
According to this, comfort plus time equals boring.
I think she's just tired.
Tired or tired of you?
Shh.
Fine. I just wanted to dance at your wedding, but... Fine.
The ant attacks a woman in her house. Stitch laughs. Pleakley and Jumba eat the eyeball snacks, sat on the sofa. Stitch has another seizure, and green flashes emanate from inside the paper bag on his head. Bemused, he takes the bag off, puts it back on. Another green flash, and he grows an extra right arm. More and more green sparks flash. One throws him across the room, and the bag flies off. He keeps changing from good Stitch to bad Stitch, with an extra set of arms and gnashing teeth. Jumba becomes aware of his changes. Finally, to everyone's dismay, Bad Stitch devours all the food on the coffee table. As he chomps, food is splattered all over the place, the family, and David. Alarmed, Jumper watches Stitch struggle to remain good, but he keeps changing into Bad Stitch.
Oh, no. Something's wrong with 626.
What is it?
I don't know.
Don't know or won't tell?
Ow! My good eye!
You don't trust me. Fine! You won't tell me what's going on, I won't tell you something. Ooh, what an interesting secret I have that I won't tell Jumba! Oh my, it's a juicy one.
Quiet, you.
Okay, I don't have a secret, but don't shut me out. Let me in, let me.
What's that?
A sample of Stitch's fur. Oh, we shall see.
The machine analyzes Stitch's fur sample.
No. No. Those idiot police! I hoped this day would never come.
What are you talking about? What is wrong with Stitch?
During his creation, Stitch was never fully charged.
A flashback. Inside his laboratory, on a rock floating in deep space, the overweight, purple-skinned, mad scientist alien is wearing a white lab coat. Goggles strapped around his bald, oval-shaped head, protecting his four yellow eyes. He holds down a lever. Green lightning beams come from a metal probe on the ceiling, striking a glass chamber directly below it, the chamber filled with black matter.
It's not so easy on the throat. Oh, can it be? Have I done it?
A grey ball unravels to reveal Stitch, a large bunny-eared, fur-covered creature with clawed paws on two sets of arms.
So cute. So fluffy, even. Where did I go wrong? What a relief. Your name is 626. Isn't that nice? Now, I know. You want to get out and wreak some havoc, but your molecules need to be charged. That's most important part.
He plugs in a giant charger. A screen shows a level readout.
I've got a surprise for you. Close your eyes. No peeking. He cheats already. Ta-da!
He holds up a red jumpsuit.
If it's too big, I have it taken in.
Open up! Intergalactic police!
Is nobody home? Check is in mail!
I'm in the tub!
You
are under arrest for illegal genetic experimentation.
You idiots! You will two ruin everything!
Ow! Yeah, yeah, ow! Tell it to the Count.
Go!
You two, get the evidence.
Oh, stop, stop. His molecules aren't fully charged.
No, no, no!
No, no, there's no telling what will happen.
Let me go.
No! What will become of my little monstrosity?
Now his circuits are going haywire.
That's why he was freaking out in the house.
He can't control it. If it continues, his circuits will burn themselves out like supernova.
Can you fix him?
I must, or my little Stitch will shut down. For good.
The battery level indicator drops bit by bit. Stitch regards the line drawing of him colored in with pencil, representing good. He erases the pencil marks in the head area to indicate he's beginning to turn bad. Lilo comes up the stairs.
Stitch! Stitch?
She gazes around their shared, messy bedroom. A bunk bed dominates the center of the room on a circular rug. A portable record player is at the foot of the bed. She lifts up a blanket dangling over the edge of the unmade bottom bunk. Stitch is hiding underneath. She crawls under the bed to join him.
Once there was a boy with big, puffy hair who loved meatloaf a lot. So he put the leftovers in his pillowcase. But that night, a buzzard flew in the window and tried to eat the meatloaf. Trashed the whole house. And do you know who that boy was? Elvis. True story.
I think Stitch feel better.
Even Elvis slipped up sometimes. But he never stopped trying. And neither can we. Elvis!
Next morning, Lilo dresses military. A tin hat, long khaki vest, a wand for a baton. A wall map of the island shows various images joined by a dotted line. Elvis is in the center of the points of the compass. She salutes, a skull ring on one finger.
At ease. When Elvis was in the army, he got things done. Here's a map that shows every place Elvis went to in Kauai. Our mission? Go to these places. Where the king will give us the idea for our hula. To the hovercraft! Thanks to a certain sister of mine, we'll have to walk.
The image of a pair of boxer shorts from the map lifts. Lilo and Stitch stop by a laundrette. In the window, the shorts are framed and captioned, worn by Elvis. She points to them and they enter. Inside, two rows of washing machines are filled with soap-sud spinning washing. She dances, holding her nose with one hand and shimmying to the floor. Stitch hulas along the machines and uses a pile of towels as a trampoline. His eyes turn green. A woman in pink hair curlers puts more towels on the pile. Stitch lands on her head and quickly pulls the curlers from her hair. She uses a broom to chase him out. Stitch rubs away more of the coloured-in bits of his drawing so only his legs are good. A red and white striped barber's pole. Stitch sits in the barber's chair. Lilo points to a picture of Elvis with his famous quiff. A mirror shows that Stitch has a towel wrapped around his neck. The barber combs his fur into an Elvis quiff. Stitch squirts shaving foam to create sideburns, turns the towel into a cape, stands on the back of the chair performing famous Elvis moves. His eyes flash green. He grabs an electric shaver. Stitch jumps onto the barber and shaves his grey moustache off. Outside, he rubs even more of the pencil marks from the drawing. Lilo is really cross and refuses to look. Next symbol on the map, a cuppa and an ice ring donut. Lilo is sat at the counter of the cafe with four policemen. They all hold their donuts up and dunk them in their cuppas. Before they can bite into them, Bad Stitch surfs along the counter, grabbing their donuts and spilling their cuppas. Lilo and Stitch run away. Stitch rubs more good out of his drawing. Lilo points to a park bench on the map.
The exact bench where Elvis sat in Blue Hawaii.
Stitch sniffs it.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
They scramble up and sit down.
I can't believe it. My butt is in the shadow of the butt of Elvis Presley.
Oh, yes.
Okay, Elvis. We're ready to receive a great idea for our hula! Hula!
They wait. The bench is situated on a cliff top with rays of sunlight shining down on it. A brown hen pecks at the grass and walks on by. It scratches the ground.
That's it! I got it! Elvis is trying to tell us to do a hula about a chicken!
No, he's not.
Well, there's plenty of other places on the map that we can go to.
It starts to rain.
We better hurry. Hey! Drop it!
The chicken runs off with the map.
Gotcha!
It escapes. The map flies over the hill towards a garage on the street below. Stitch grabs the map.
Yes! Oh!
Lilo trips, bumps into Stitch, who lets go of the map, and they tumble towards the road at the bottom of the hill. The map lands on the wet tarmac and a car runs over it, shredding it to pieces. It disintegrates as Lilo picks it up.
We're sunk.
She screws it into a ball and throws it over her shoulder as she stomps away. Stitch begins to cry. He thumps the road with his paws. Lilo comes back to him and drags him by his back paws towards the petrol station. She pulls a paper towel from a dispenser to dry him with.
I know it's hard to keep the faith sometimes, but if you don't give up on Elvis, Elvis won't give up on you.
They turn. One of the two petrol attendants is playing a guitar, the other keeping rhythm with a bongo as he sings.
That song, it's about the Hawaiian goddess Hiiaka.
Hey, that's right, Lilo.
That's a great story. Friendship, jealousy, death by molten lava? Do you know what this means?
Lilo and Stitch hold hands and dance around in a circle. Inside the red spaceship, Jumba is designing a fusion chamber to save Stitch on his computer.
Stupid supercomputer.
Hello, Mom, but Jumba and I have been very busy. My mom says hi.
Yeah, hi, Mom.
He's waving. I can't talk about it, Mom. It's top secret. I said I was sorry.
That's it!
I have to go, Mom, but I'll talk to you Sunday.
I finished plans for new fusion chamber that will recharge Stitch.
Way to go!
However, we don't have alien technology to build it.
Way to burst a bubble.
We'll have to find primitive Earth machinery and just hope it works.
No prob. I can get all those parts from the house.
Stitch's battery level flashes red.
Stitch is having another episode, and they're getting worse by minute. Hurry, Pleakley. These parts are crucial to saving Stitch's life. Nothing can go wrong.
Pleakley tiptoes into the kitchen on his three stout legs after checking the coast is clear with his one eye in the middle of his bald, oval face that has a single antennae sticking out of the top of it.
Target sighted. Gotcha. Oh, no, it's you! I mean, hi, Nani. Having a good day?
What are you doing with the toaster?
Oh, this? This? Yeah, interesting question.
Pleakley, what's going on?
Well, I was just about
We have to hurry to...
Nani!
To make toast!
Toast?
Making toast. We're making toast.
Yeah, toast. Who doesn't enjoy nice, crispy piece of toast?
Answer? Nobody.
Yeah, and so many different kinds. Rye, sourdough, pumpernickel.
And you can put marmalade on the toast. Oh, tasty toast.
Flavor.
You don't know what you're missing, Nani. Care to try some?
That's okay. I gotta go to work. Oh, and boys, don't play with the toaster.
She glances at her watch and bumps into David.
Hi,
David. Gotta run. If you're hungry, we've got toast. Lots of toast.
Should I make more?
Just get rid of him.
How?
You're the Earth expert.
Pleakley ponders. Disappointed, David's holding a bunch of yellow flowers.
David. Poor, sweet David. Trusting, naive David.
Okay, maybe I do need some help.
You're in good hands.
They hide behind a palm tree watching Nani serve customers.
Look at her. Tisk tisk. Doesn't even know you're here.
Maybe that's because we're hiding.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is my relationship dying? No!
Okay. What do you think I should do?
Well, it's obvious she's taking you for granted. But she won't if she sees another woman interested.
What other woman?
Pleakley's disguised as a woman.
Yeah. Have fun!
Oh, my! You're so fascinating! And tan! Whoa! I'm so clumsy!
You've got to be kidding me.
Pleakley, I really don't
think... See? It's working. She's coming over.
Hey, Nani!
No waving! Be cool! Wow! Is that a deltoid or a rhomboid?
Okay. Hey, David, I'm off at 5. Want to go get some dinner?
That would be great.
He has plans.
He does.
With me. I'm the new girl on the island.
Let me get this straight. You came over here and interrupted me at work to tell me you have pretend plans with Pleakley?
I don't know what you're talking about. My name is Inga. I am a foreign exchange student.
Are you jealous?
No.
She walks away.
Well, you blew it.
Stitch holds up a green grass hula skirt, similar to the one Lilo's mother is wearing in the photo. He grabs two brown paper bags from a kitchen drawer. Lilo puts the portable record player and a book into a red handcart. Stitch adds other bits and bobs, including crayons. They wheel the cart out of the front door and take it to the treetop platform.
This is how the story goes, Stitch. Once there was a beautiful goddess named Hiiaka and a handsome mortal named Lohiao.
She adjusts Stitch's pose.
They were as close as two people could be.
They bump into each other and fall over.
Oops. But one day, Pele, the volcano goddess, grew jealous of their friendship. So she took Lohiao and threw him into a volcano filled with molten lava.
Oh, Stitch!
My bad.
Dancing on the kitchen table, Stitch trips and lands in a bowl of food. Later, they sneak out of bed.
Hiiaka discovered his body in a cavern by a sea cliff. And she stayed with him, praying to the gods to bring Lohiao's spirit back. And it worked! Her love brought him back to life, proving that love is more powerful than death.
On a sandy hill flanked by palm trees under a setting sun, Stitch and Lilo dance flowing hula moves, arms snaking out to the sides and up to the sky.
We are ready for rehearsal.
Okay, girls, this is your last rehearsal before tomorrow's competition.
What if I forget the moves? And Myrtle laughs at me, and I get mad and pound her! You gotta help me, Stitch. I need you.
We're together.
Lilo takes the stage. Kumu, Myrtle, and the rest of the girls sit watching.
Our hula is about an ancient friendship that proves love is more powerful than death.
Oh, brother.
The great goddess Hiiaka. That's me.
And the brave and handsome...
In the wings, Stitch turns bad.
That's Stitch.
She holds out her arms, presenting him. The others wait expectantly.
I said... The handsome mortal Lohiao! Oh, handsome mortal!
Stinkorama!
Stitch, get out here!
He rolls onto stage and misbehaves.
Stitch, what are you doing? Cut it out! That's not what we practiced! Stitch!
He picks a speaker up from the side of the stage and throws it over the heads of Kumu and the girls. He leaps at them from the rafters and gnashes his teeth. Kumu keeps him away with a chair.
Lilo, get control of your dog! Nice dog, doggy! Lilo! Lilo!
Stitch eats the chair. Kumu throws the last little bit with Stitch still attached to the floor. The seizures fizzle. Kumu leads the girls out.
Lilo, you will not be allowed to rehearse at this halal again.
He slams the door, leaving them inside.
Lilo,
She runs away.
Come on, it couldn't have been that bad.
It was.
Mahalo, have a good one.
You're not even listening to me.
I'm listening, but I have to work.
My hula career is falling to pieces, and you're worried about stink and work?
Maybe Stitch needs you to be a little patient with him, huh?
I think he's doing it on purpose.
You don't mean that.
You should have seen the way he was acting.
Aren't you being a little overdramatic?
Nani, his goodness level has hit rock bottom.
Stitch's ears droop as he peers through large leaves at the base of a palm tree, listening to the sisters. Suddenly his ears perk up. Then he's standing at a crossroad. He jumps into the road and puts a paw up to stop the traffic. He helps a little old lady across the street. She pats him on the head and thanks. In the local store, an old lady counts out money to pay for her goods. To her surprise, Stitch lifts her up and carries her across the road too. She angrily hits him about the head with her handbag as it wasn't what she wanted. Stitch colours in part of the line drawing of him. The barber happily sits reading his newspaper as Stitch sweeps hair cuttings into a pile. Stitch picks up the hair, spits onto it, and pops it onto the barber's head, creating a wig to cover his bald patch. On the beach, Stitch pours suntan lotion into a bucket. He throws the bottle onto a huge pile of already emptied out bottles. Using a mop, he slathers the lotion over a line of overweight sunbathers, covering them tip to toe. He blows his whistle, they turn over, and he covers their backs. He colours in more of his drawing. A blue baby bird falls out of its nest. He carefully puts it back in. It's hungry, so he scoops up a mass of wiggling worms in his mouth, and the baby bird sucks them up like spaghetti. Stitch almost completely fills in the drawing. Back on the beach, a little girl puts a curly shell at the top of her small sandcastle. It crumbles away. Stitch gestures her to wait a minute. He then builds an enormous, elaborate sandcastle complete with flags and a surfboard front door. The surfboard lowers onto the sand, and Stitch slides down it towards her. He gestures her to enter the castle. She does. Stitch completely fills the drawing in. He happily skips back to the house, clutching the drawing.
The great goddess Hi'iaka, that's me, and the brave mortal Lohiau, that's also me.
She overbalances, trying to juggle two hats and a guitar.
We're best friends.
Lilo, look! Look!
And their friendship
I'm all good
proved.
Now. No more badness.
Oh, sorry.
He accidentally knocks her hat off.
The great goddess, Hi'iaka. Stitch! Just get out of here, fuzzball.
No, you out.
No, you!
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 Fine. I will.
No, Stitch will.
I'm leaving first.
No,
I'm leaving
Stitch
first.
First. Stitch first.
I am.
Stitch
no, I
first.
Am.
Who took my hair? Who took my hair dryer?
You'll be fine. Open the door, Trug.
Who's there?
Stitch, open the door.
Okay.
Uh-huh. What is up with you two? Neither of you move a muscle. Oh, David, I'm glad you're here. David?
Nani, you should know, you're not the only fish in the sea.
You got to tell her that you know I should have a lot of...
Because I have a lot of...
Tell you options.
Options?
Options? Oh, really?
Ole!
Downcast David is dressed as Matador, pleakly a scarlet senorita, who dances around David clacking castanets together.
Touching me. She's touching me.
I'm not touching you.
You're touching me.
Not touching.
Touching me.
It's free air.
Stitch licks Lilo.
Would you cut it out? This is crazy. You guys are family. Ohana.
Nani gets knocked over.
Why are you fighting?
Because he ruins everything.
Not my fault.
Then whose fault is it? You're dead meat.
Whoa.
That is it. Go to your room and make up like loving friends!
You're gross!
Stupid.
Keep walking.
They sit back to back with arms crossed on the bedroom rug beside their made-up bunk bed.
Stitch, sorry.
We said we were going to be good. I needed you, Stitch.
His head droops. He perks up as he glances across at the drawing that Lilo had screwed into a ball.
Stitch, good again.
He gazes hopefully at her as she turns her head towards the picture he's holding up.
If you promise to be good, I'll give you one more chance. But I want you to promise.
Oh, yeah. Chabita.
He holds up his arm.
You get the costumes, and I'll get the record player.
As she leaves, he picks up one of the masks.
Stitch good. Good, 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 good.
Stitch good!
He puts the mask on, his eyes flash green, and are visible from the window of their space-age egg-on-a-column bedroom that stands above the roof of the house.
We are ready!
Stitch has wrecked the bedroom and costumes.
Stitch!
Lilo!
Everything's ruined.
I'm sorry.
I don't know why I ever believed you.
Something wrong with Stitch.
I know what's wrong with you. You're bad, and you'll always be bad.
She runs away down the stairs from a chastened Stitch, who stares at the crumpled drawing. Jumba unveils his creation.
3, 2, 1, ta-da! There it is, Bleakley, the fusion chamber. The only thing that can save Stitch.
It's amazing!
Just another work of genius.
Oh, can I switch it on, please?
Oh, no, 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 no. That is extremely delicate machine. It takes superior mind.
Jumba depresses the handle. The dial turns to notch 5 and the chamber fills with green light.
Thanks to me, crisis is over.
It explodes, filling the room with smoke.
Jumba! Jumba! What happened?
Pleakley jumps off Jumba's back, who gets up to inspect the wrecked fusion chamber. He picks up 2 pieces of metal and holds them together.
That's it, Pleakley. It's over. I can't build a new fusion chamber.
Sure you can, just like you built the first one.
I didn't build first one. I ordered it from catalog.
A catalog?
And now there is no hope for my little creation.
Jumba sadly stares at the depleting neon green battery readout on the main screen of the control panel.
Jumba has failed family.
So you didn't build the first fusion chamber. So what? You still built Stitch, didn't you? Well, didn't you?
Yes.
And you're still an evil genius. Come on, admit it.
No, I don't like to brag.
Well, see? That's why you're the only one who can do it.
Jumba stares at the battery level screen again with his 2 sets of eyes. He stands straighter as hope infuses his being.
Quickly, my wrench!
Stars shimmer in the night sky surrounding the house.
Lilo?
Lilo has thrown herself across the top bunk bed.
Hey, Lilo.
I'm not doing the hula with him, so don't try to make me.
Okay.
He's ruining my chance of winning.
Lilo, baby, it's just a contest.
No, it's not. Now get off my bed.
Not until we talk about this.
You're no help. I wish Mom were here.
I'm doing the best I can.
Well, it's not good enough.
Don't you think I know that?
Lila hits her big sister with a pillow. Nani takes the pillow from her and puts it beside a second one. They both fall back against them and gaze upwards. The ceiling is open to the starry night sky, a telescope at the side of the round room pointing to the heavens.
Hey, remember how she would always make up those funny constellations?
Like Swiss cheese, man?
Where is the stinky bag of garbage again?
Near the sour Milky Way.
Right near the old lady
with the chihuahua on her head. I have to win the contest, just like Mom did. If I win, she'll know I'm good, and she'll be proud of me.
Oh, baby, you don't have to win anything for Mom to be proud of you.
How do you know?
Because I know everything. Okay, I don't know everything, but I think Mom would be proud of you just for being you.
You too.
Thanks, Lilo.
With their arms around each other, they tip their heads upwards once more. The double-sized bunk bed fills almost all the circular room that has pictures pinned to the walls, a guitar propped up beside the only window, and a flip chart on a low-level raised section of the room. Various drawings of Stitch jumping on and eating cars are strewn over the floor of the tree platform. In other drawings, he's breathing fire and riding his mini spacecraft with teeth bared. In yet another, he stomps on buildings and chases a little girl. In a final drawing, he towers menacingly over Lilo. He backs a few steps away from them, balls his claws into fists, and dashes the drawings over the side. They flutter to the ground. He holds on to one last drawing, the one where he is shown as either good or bad. At present, it's fully coloured in, denoting he's good. He sits on the edge of the platform, ears drooping, and clutches it to his furry chest.
That's good.
He lifts his sad little head up and gazes forlornly at Lilo's bedroom, open to the night sky.
That's good now.
The screen fades to black. An egg is cracked into a blender, milk follows, then tomato ketchup and gherkins. The mixture is blended into a green drink. A resounding burp makes the room shake. Lilo does sit-ups. Kumu decorates an aloha banner with hibiscus flowers. Lilo runs with her feet landing in the middle of 4 tires whilst pushing hand weights to the sky. People walk up a stone path towards a circular competition area halfway up a lush hill. Lilo does chin-ups. Kumu gently shoos three ducklings from the stage. Lilo grabs her costume, a green and white skirt, green leaf bracelets on each wrist, and a white crop top. Myrtle and the rest of the girls are standing by the small round alfresco stage.
You think Lilo will show up?
After that rehearsal, she wouldn't dare.
Lilo arrives, carrying her head mask. She smiles as she observes Myrtle showing off her blue hula skirt. Myrtle and the other girls scowl meanly at the smiling Lilo, who backs off a few steps, crestfallen at the reaction to her arrival. Deflated, she holds her mask protectively to her chest. Then she spies pink hibiscus flowers growing beside her, just like the one her mother wore when she won the competition. She picks one and puts it behind her ear before confidently walking past the girls, who are astonished by her confident poise. She approaches Kumu, who is holding a clipboard. He gazes fondly at her. She proudly puts on her headpiece. Stitch's head appears from behind the stone wall surrounding the competition area. He enters with a couple of humans.
I just wanted to say I'm very proud of all your hard work. If it were up to me, you would all win first place.
He's just saying that so the losers don't feel bad.
Hi, Nani. Yeah. Okay.
Nani sits on the bench with Stitch between her and David.
Welcome to our annual May Day Festival, where one of our little girls will be chosen a laka'i. First up is Aleka, doing the Dance of the Pineapple.
She wears half a pineapple on her head and both ears. Jumba tightens up a nut on the new fusion chamber.
That should do it.
He admires his handiwork, reaches out to press the start handle but jumps back sharply.
What if it doesn't work?
It will.
He tentatively reaches out once more. Eleka finishes her fruity hula dance.
Ooh, my kai, Eleka. Next up is Myrtle Edmonds.
She hands Kumu a white envelope.
It's a gift certificate to my daddy's store. Hit it.
Two ukulele players strum cross-legged.
Legend tells of a man named Carl who dreamt of offering authentic Hawaiian collectibles at an affordable price. Like this costume in seven natural colors. And these genuine faux pearls, each a jewel of the Pacific. The best things in life are marked down for clearance this weekend at Carl's.
A sign, shop at Carl's.
Myrtle, what can I say?
Thank you. It's in the bag.
If Jumba and Pleakley don't get here soon, they're gonna miss Lilo.
Jumba reaches towards the start handle. He's halted by a red warning light.
No! What's happening?
Stitch's circuits are soon about to blow. We have to get him in the fusion chamber now!
Shouldn't we test it?
There isn't time!
They race from the spaceship lab.
Next, we have Lilo, who's doing her hula about an ancient friendship.
This is it.
You'll be great.
Stitch?
I just want to say I'm...
I can't talk now. I have to go on.
I know. Oh, no. Badness coming on.
What?
I have to...
Are you okay?
He's having a seizure. He inadvertently scratches and knocks Lilo to the ground. She touches her cheek. It's bleeding. Stitch is mortified. His ears droop.
No.
Stitch?
No, Lilo. Too dangerous.
He runs away.
Stitch?
Lilo, it's your turn. Everybody's waiting.
Kumu gently leads her to the small circular stage. She faces the audience gathered on the benches below. Nani waves and smiles encouragingly.
My hula is about an ancient friendship that proves love is more powerful than death.
As Lilo dances, she glances in the direction Stitch had run off. Her arms flow to the sky in prayer, sway to the side and push out in front of her as she wiggles her hips one way and then the other. Nani and David watch her from the benches. Suddenly, she stops dancing and hangs her head low. She takes off her headdress. Kumu, Nani and everyone are confused.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Lilo carefully places her headdress on the stage and runs off after Stitch. Nani and David follow.
Stitch, come back! Have you seen Stitch?
We thought he was with you!
Lilo, baby, what happened?
I'm fine. Something's wrong with Stitch.
It's not his fault. He's malfunctioning. And if we don't find him soon...
The seizures come upon Stitch as he flees. His eyes flash green. Lilo arrives home.
Stitch!
Stitch? Oh, Stitch!
Stitch!
Where are you?
Stitch!
Hey, you there, Barbara?
Stitch!
Lilo races up the steps to the tree platform. Nani is already there, holding Stitch's picture. She gives it to her little sister. It has a big red cross struck through it.
No.
Hey, we'll find him.
They all meet in the forest.
We looked everywhere.
She only has few minutes left.
Jumba's spaceship starts.
The ship!
The fusion chamber!
Stitch!
She races up the steps past the house, leading to Jumba's spaceship parked further up the mountain. Stitch flicks a red switch and jetfire shoots from the engine. The red and white bell-shaped craft with wings skims over Lilo. It heads towards the distant mountain peak range.
Stitch!
Stitch gazes out through a porthole at his friends and creator. He waves goodbye.
We have to stop him!
Pleakley stands by a blue beetle car. Nani drives it as fast as she can.
I think I should drive.
Two eyes, my car, I'm driving.
The great Stitch is going. He'll soon to be accelerating in the stratosphere.
If only we had a way to communicate with him.
Oh, it's horrible, Bob. Stitch has taken off of the ship, and we have no way to contact him.
Poor Jumba. He's worked so hard.
Give me that! Yes, Mother Pleakley. He'll call you back.
Hello! Thanks for using the Uninhabited Planet Index, your guide to the galaxy's most isolated and lonely locations. If your selection is Planet Z-13, engage hyperdrive.
Stitch! Huh? Can you hear me? I need you! Please come back.
Stitch can never come back.
Before he can put the ship into hyperdrive, he has another, more violent seizure. The ship plummets downwards.
He's lost control of ship!
The road ahead has fallen away. They stop just before going over the edge of the cliff. They get out and observe plumes of black smoke where Stitch has crash-landed.
What do we do now?
Nani opens the boot of her car to reveal the mini space scooter.
It was my best hiding place.
Lilo hugs her big sister's leg, jumps into the craft and flies straight out of the boot.
Take him into fusion chamber before his energy runs out! His only chance!
Lilo zips through pink clouds and zigzags through mountainous peaks to reach Stitch. She lands the little craft a little way from the crashed spaceship and races up a tiny pathway towards it.
No! Stitch!
She pulls aside a broken side panel, searching for Stitch. On hearing his moans, she races to the edge of the cliff. Stitch has been thrown onto a grassy outcrop. She slides down the bank to reach him.
No, Lilo. Too dangerous.
You're not dangerous.
She glances up at the fusion chamber.
We have to get you into Jumba's machine.
She holds him under his armpits and drags him into the chamber that has miraculously survived the crash. Meanwhile, the others are climbing up to them. Pleakley pushes Jumba up the cliff. David gives Nani a helping hand.
No worry. I've got you, Nani.
They smile at each other. Stitch is unconscious in the fusion chamber, his energy level readout almost totally depleted. Lilo tries to pull the handle to start the machine. She finally manages it and falls over with the exertion. Soft green light fills the chamber. She races to the side and places her hands on the glass capsule as she gazes in at Stitch.
Stitch, you're gonna be okay now. Please be okay.
Wearily, he places a paw against Lilo's on his side of the glass.
Stitch, sorry.
His paw slides down and falls to his side. He closes his eyes.
Stitch.
Hey, hurry before... Oh, no.
Jumba! Jumba, it's not working!
Oh, no.
Jumba shakes the machine and gazes at Stitch.
We're too late.
Lilo and Nani's hands rise to their faces. Nani turns to David, who holds her close. Regretfully, Jumba turns the fusion chamber off. The green light inside it fades away and the glass lid opens. Tearfully, Jumper scoops Stitch up in his arms and cradles him close.
No!
Lilo, well, there's nothing you can do. He's gone.
Oh, honey, come here.
No!
Lilo cuddles Stitch on her lap.
Stitch, I'm so sorry. I kept saying how I needed you. But you needed me more.
She takes the flower from her hair and puts it on Stitch's chest.
You're my Ohana, Stitch.
She cries into his fur.
And I'll always love you.
The others bow their heads and sigh with deep regret. Pink clouds float overhead and circle the mountain plateau. A bird's eye view shows them all mourning Stitch's passing. The battery level on the side of the fusion chamber is shown. It is totally empty. Suddenly, unbeknownst to those gathered round Stitch, it blinks and the levels begin to flash and fill up, the level count increasing. Stitch blinks open his eyes. He lifts his paw and places it on Lilo's hand. She opens her tear-filled eyes in wonderment and astonishment.
Stitch, not bad. Stitch Fluffy!
As she joyfully hugs him, his battery level shows he is fully charged. Nani and David rush over.
But how is it possible?
It's locked.
Stitch, okay now?
No more nightmares.
Nani joins them as they hug.
Stitch!
Hello.
Fluffy of the
A bird's eye view shows them all happily gathered around Stitch. Later, Lilo is standing on the competition stage.
So he, Iaka, and Lo Hiao were reunited and are together to this day. Kuikala-i-ma!
Jumba, Pleakley, Stitch, Nani and David are also on stage with Lilo and they perform the hula dance together. They are all wearing grass skirts and a garland of flowers around their necks. Lilo has a pink hibiscus flower behind her ear. The dance begins with a beckoning hand movement to both sides, then a cupping of hands to the sky and a push down to the ground in front of them. They hula to either side, their arms undulate as they turn sideways and wiggle their hips. Nani kisses David's cheek as they dance. Stitch reaches alternate paws forwards. Pleakley and Jumba dance side by side. Pleakley starts to improvise. Jumba glares at him and then throws up both hands as if to say, whatever. Stitch and Lilo dance, alternate arms reaching forwards and up to the starry night sky. They hug each other tight.
I will love you, I will love you.
Nani squats down behind them.
Mom would be so proud of you.
She hugs them both tightly to her. They gaze up into the heavens as David, Pleakley and Jumba continue to dance. Above them, the constellations fill the indigo night sky with shining pinpricks of light. As the song concludes, one star shines brighter than the rest. The end.
Roller coaster ride. There's no place I'd rather be. Build myself for LNC. Being moving in the ocean blue. Heading for head while I just come true. I surf till the sun sets beyond the horizon. How we can wake in my love, you love, you love, and like a papa and I do. Lying on a Hawaiian roller coaster.
愛犬がバイバイポケカエルリンゴ My little boy エクプレイバーヨロハバウヤオエナカウアカウエイネイエイオエクプレイ I will love you I will love you alwaysI will love you, I will love you always. I will love you, I will love you always. Hey, 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 oh, hey, cool, hey. I will love you.I will love you always. Kiku oi mea, oh, a mili pa ama. I will love you, I will love you always. Thank you.